Bride and Groom Lie Hidden for 3 Days by Ted Hughes. She gives him his eyes. She found them among some rubble, among some beetles. He gives her her skin. He just seemed to pull it down out of the air and lay it over her. She weeps with fearfulness and astonishment. She has found his hands for him and fitted them freshly at the wrists. They are amazed at themselves. They go feeling all over her. He has assembled her spine. He cleaned each piece carefully and sets them in perfect order, a superhuman puzzle, but he is inspired. She leans back, twisting this way and that, using it, and laughing incredulously. Now she has brought his feet. She is connecting them so that his whole body lights up. And he has fashioned her new hips, with all fittings complete, and with newly wound coils, all shiningly oiled. He is polishing every part. He himself can hardly believe it. They keep taking each other to the sun. They find they can, easily, to test each new thing at each new step. And now she smooths over him the plates of his skull, so that the joints are invisible. And now he connects her throat, her breasts, and the pit of her stomach with a single wire. She gives him his teeth, tying their roots to the centre pin of his body. He sets the little circlets on her fingertips. She stitches his body here and there with steely purple silk. He oils the delicate cogs of her mouth. She inlays with deep-cut scrolls the nape of his neck. He sinks into place the inside of her thighs. So, gasping with joy and with cries of wonderment, like two gods of mud, sprawling in the dirt, but with infinite care, they bring each other to perfection.